Jack O'Donnell of O'Donnell and Associates is joining us on the WBEN TroCare College Liveline from Milwaukee this morning. The RNC Night 2, Jack, unity has been the word this week. Last night, the convention heard from several Trump rivals, one-time rivals, Nikki Haley. She's the last candidate to drop out of the race for president. She was among those speaking last night. Why was this important for the convention delegates to hear from her and others?
Well, good morning. I think the Republican convention, the Trump campaign have been really coalescing. Parties are made up of people with a lot of different views, different stances. You mentioned rival, people who ran against Trump. The theme here really is that, especially after the attempted assassination attempt on Trump, people have come together here, and you saw that last night in the convention. I think it was somewhat directed at the delegates, but as much directed at the people who had voted for Nikki Haley and Republicans who have doubts about Trump.
The VP pick in earlier this week, J.D. Vance, he'll speak later on tonight, maybe giving a lot of people their first opportunity to hear from him at all, really, a kind of unknown, unless you're really into political circles. I'm wondering just what sort of difference, if any, the VP pick makes. Was there a pick that could have greatly benefited Trump? Was there a pick that could have greatly harmed him? Or does none of it matter all that much?
Well, I think it sends a signal more than it actually influences electoral votes. But, there were two really differing camps here, people pushing for Marco Rubio or Tim Scott. Rubio a lot more tied to sort of the commerce side, the business side, the Chamber of Commerce wing of the Republican Party. Tim Scott, as an African-American, perhaps had the opportunity to attract more minority voters towards the Republican Party. But I think what you see in J.D. Vance is someone who is 100% lockstep with the Trump agenda. Everything from foreign policy and a real skepticism of U.S. involvement with Europe or foreign affairs, especially the Ukraine, and a real commitment to the Trump style. And I think it's more about, or as much about, 2028 and continuing the potential Trump legacy than it is really about necessarily swaying voters in 2024.
Vance is a new face for a lot of people. What does he need to do tonight when he takes the stage?
Yeah, this will be a lot of folks' introduction to him. So, I think it's his first opportunity to step out. I think he needs to show folks that he has what it takes to govern. This campaign is not just about how old Joe Biden is, but it's about how old Donald Trump is and how frail all of us are in this day and age. So I think this is his opportunity to show he would be someone who would be ready to govern.
You mentioned it is also about how old Joe Biden is. And on that front, of course, what happened Saturday, throwing maybe even a greater uncertainty over what's going to happen on the Democrat side of the aisle. It seemed for a few days there, Jack, that this was going to kind of overshadow this whole thing, and Biden was going to be able to ride this out through the convention and secure the nomination. Well, now maybe not so much. It appears that the effort to replace Biden is back on. That's at least according to one House Democrat quoted in Axios. You have Schiff on what was a private conversation. Well, not so private. It's been played all over the radio this morning, saying that Democrats have no chance if Biden is on the ticket. Where do things stand with that right now?
Yeah, I think the Democrats have been trying for months to get people to cover Donald Trump and not Joe Biden, and hope that the convention might be a respite on that. Look, it's still Joe Biden's decision to make. There are a couple thousand Democrats who are pledged to him going into Chicago next month. I still think at the end of the day, it has to be his decision, but you continue to hear in the case you mentioned, or I hear behind the scenes from different folks, that there are real concerns about Biden. I think you're seeing that the Biden campaign is trying to ramp back up. We're hearing about potential embracing different populist ideas, especially around the Supreme Court, trying to get some energy towards the Biden campaign. But certainly underneath it all is a really big subset of concern.
You know, on that point, Jack, do you expect a roll call vote next week, as the Democrats have planned right now, for Biden as the nominee?
I think most indications are that that will still happen. I mean, that easily could falter. But it seems that most of the delegates, and as well as the leadership of the DNC, which again is locked at the hip with the Biden campaign, is pushing ahead at that. Now, the fact that Ohio changed their law to make it sort of unnecessary, right? This was originally done to make sure Biden would appear on the ballot in Ohio, has raised some doubts. But, you know, I would say 80-20, that goes forward.
Well, Jack, thanks so much for joining us, as always. Enjoy talking with you. Jack O'Donnell, O'Donnell and Associates, talking about the Republican National Convention.